The following is a paid presentation. Advice and opinions expressed during the Sunday Sip are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
This is Jen Latta. You are listening to WTMJ's Sunday Sip, and we got a full house in here today. Lots of folks to talk about what is going to be a great collaboration. First, John Reitz, SVP of Great Midwest Bank, Dave Grams, the Executive Director of the Alzheimer's Association of Wisconsin, and Bonnie Blair, someone that needs no introduction. She's an Olympian. She's a gold medalist, one of the most decorated athletes in Olympic history, who happens to call Wisconsin home. And we are talking about a collaboration between Great Midwest Bank and the Alzheimer's Association of Wisconsin. So, John, I want to start with you. Why is your company, Great Midwest Bank, partnering with the Alzheimer's Association?
Thanks so much for having me today. At Great Midwest, every month we do a casual for a cause at the ground roots level. We have folks that vote on a cause, and the Alzheimer's Association Wisconsin chapter has been something we've supported for a long time, and we decided to take that to a bigger level, a higher level, where we're going to be supporting the walk. We've enjoyed the opportunity to expand our Simply Giving platform by joining forces, really, with radio partners like you. We're able to provide some meaningful exposure for organizations like the Alzheimer's Association and their upcoming series of walks. So we're thrilled to be a part of that.
And I hear that there is a role that banks often play in early dementia detection. I wasn't aware of this, but can you expand on that? What are some of the ways that banks recognize the signs of Alzheimer's, maybe before a lot of other people?
That's absolutely right. Our frontline professionals, and primarily on the personal banking side of things, are some of the first to recognize early signs of Alzheimer's and other dementia. We take our responsibility very seriously at Great Midwest Bank and have some formal training from the Waukesha Aging and Disabilities Resource Center. So we're always looking out for that. And again, take those responsibilities to our communities very seriously.
There are more than 120,000 Wisconsinites living with Alzheimer's, more than 198,000 serving as their caregivers. Dave Grams of the Alzheimer's Association of Wisconsin also here. What does your association do for that community?
Sure. Well, first off, thanks so much for the opportunity to be here, Jen. I want to say thank you to Great Midwest Bank, incredible partner with us, and great to be here with Bonnie Blair as well. So the Alzheimer's Association is leading the way in the fight against Alzheimer's, both through global research, more than $360 million in current grants active across the globe, but we're also doing education, building awareness in the community to help grow understanding with regard to the disease. And then finally, we're active providing care and support to all those who are impacted, and that means caregivers. Who are caring for a loved one who might be living with the disease, as well as those who are directly impacted. So we are directly involved in that kind of support and active in communities, not only here in Wisconsin, but across the country.
You know, I've talked to Bonnie Blair before. Usually it's at the Pettit Center, and we're talking about something skating related. This is a little bit different, and you are very passionate about the walk to end Alzheimer's. I know you'll be participating in the walk, and we're going to put a big team together. But what is your story? How are you intimately connected with Alzheimer's?
Yes, so my mom was somebody who suffered dementia, a form of Alzheimer's, and it was kind of just one of these coincidences where a friend of a friend said, would you mind kind of coming and helping with a walk? And I was like, oh, yeah, this is perfect. You know, this is affecting my mom. I'd love to join in. That was in 2001, and I'm still here today. And my mom ultimately lost her battle, but I just know how much this disease affects so many people. I actually had taken an Olympic flag with me to Sochi to get signatures on it to auction off at one of their dinners. And I only got medalists who medaled at the Olympics. And almost every single person that I got to sign it said, oh, my grandma, oh, my aunt. Like, there was a connection somewhere to everybody. I kind of get goosebumps thinking about it. And it is a disease that affects so many different people. But here in, southeastern Wisconsin, we have a ton of walks. There's so many out there. And we hope that we can get more people to the walks involved and hopefully find a way to cure this terrible disease.
There will be 27 walks around Wisconsin this fall. We'll get to that in just a moment. But you also award a Blair's Cares Honor every year. What is that? How did that come to be? Who do you give it to?
So after my mom passed away, in conjunction with the Alzheimer's Association, they kind of came up with this idea of honoring somebody every year, really who goes above and beyond in that volunteerism for the organization. So we've been doing this every year. It's usually always a surprise. So it's always fun to kind of be there at that specific walk with that specific person we're going to honor. Sometimes we've honored like siblings or, we've done a little bit of two at some point, but we always look to say a special thank you to somebody who's really going above and beyond the call of duty.
John Reitz from Great Midwest Bank sitting next to you. I know you'll be walking in the walk to end Alzheimer's as well. Who will you be walking for?
I'll be walking for a friend who was diagnosed with early onset dementia in his 50s. I'm also in my 50s, and I'm now at that point where I have friends with parents that have issues, and I've already given out the 800 number. Dave, you want to repeat that number? What is it again?
Absolutely. 800-272-3900.
That's the 24/7 helpline that people can call. Dave, what are some early signs someone should be aware of that might send them to the doctor when it comes to dementia, potentially for themselves or a loved one?
So really, it's all about changes perhaps in memory, thinking, or behavior that begin to disrupt daily life function, that people are seeing a lack of engagement in some things that people love to do, hobbies, crafts, familiar places that they would normally go, and they're retreating a bit from that. Also, not being able to, handle some of the more routine daily life functions, balancing a checkbook, finances, etc. There's a lot of different signs to look for, but all of them, the net result would be, please talk with your doctor right away. That's what we encourage. Early detection is the best way to get ahead of the impact of the disease.
We talked about how there are 27 walks this fall in Wisconsin alone. How can people find a local walk to end Alzheimer's, and how can they register their walking team?
Sure. Well, they can go to alz.org/walk. That will get people connected to the entire collection of walks across the country. There are 630 across the nation, and 27, as you mentioned here, just in the state of Wisconsin. So it's the number one way that we build awareness in the community, as well as drive revenue to help fund our mission.
That number, once again, 800-272-3900. It's the 24/7, 365 helpline for the Alzheimer's Association, answering questions, giving information, kind of just being that resource in the community for people who might be wondering if they or a loved one are dealing with onset Alzheimer's. And we mentioned the 27 walks this fall in Wisconsin. For more information, you can go to act.alz.org/Wisconsin. John Reitz, Dave Grams, and Bonnie Blair, thank you so much for joining me here on the Sunday Sip.